Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you, too.
All right, so Wednesday night, you will be at the Coronado Performing Arts Center, which is an absolutely stunning venue with Vince Gill. Gosh, how lucky are we? Are you excited to be touring with Vince?
I'm so excited. You know, I consider him the country emperor. He's my emperor as far as country music and living in Nashville is concerned. So, yes.
Oh, my gosh. And that's so great. You know, you'd think, like, who's this Wendy Moten woman? And you've been around for a while in a great way, performing with great artists such as Tim McGraw, also Tim and Faith, Martina McBride, Julio Iglesias, yes. Michael McDonald, all these great names. And then you really kind of struck it big on the NBC's The Voice show, what, last year? So congratulations. Second runner-up, still you're the winner, in my opinion.
Yeah. I feel that way, too. But, hey, I love the winners. Girl Nate Tom, they're great people, really talented family. So it's all good.
All right, so you apparently fell over a stage monitor and you broke both arms, and somehow you still managed to perform to take second place. How are the arms?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you that my left elbow was broken. And then there was a little chip in my right, my right elbow was broken in my hand, and my left hand was broken and fractured. That one healed. I'm still dealing with the broken elbow. I had to have surgery, put a titanium piece in there. I go to physical therapy when I'm not touring, and trying to straighten that elbow out and make a fist. Right now, I still can't do it. I've never had anything broken before, so it's been a little weird.
Wow. People say they, you know, do a lot of blood, sweat, and tears for their fame, but here you break bones.
Exactly. You know, people are always like, you know, break a leg. I'm like, oh, God, please don't tell me to break anything else ever again.
What I like about having you on the show this morning is the fact that you are pursuing your dreams. It's never too late. And that's really your bottom line message to all the performers, anybody, really.
Yes. Yes. I you know, I've been blessed my whole life. I've been in it 35 years. And, you know, after COVID shut everything down, I'm like, how are you going to make a living? What are you going to do? I told myself I'm ready to be a solo artist again because I was one in the 90s during the Whitney Houston era. And I was ready to do it. And the only way I could do it was, you know, get on TV. And when The Voice said yes, I said, wow, this is my chance to stay in the game. And I was going to forget everything I ever knew and just go in there with a clean slate and start new because this is reality TV. I didn't know anything about reality television. And I am surprised and thankful that I made it all the way to the end.
Wow. We're talking with Wendy Moten, who's going to be with Vince Gill Wednesday at the Coronado Performing Arts Center. You chose Team Blake, or Team Blake stole you, or can you kind of recap that?
Yeah. So what happened, you know, I sang a couple of lines, and then Blake hit that buzzer, and then no one knew that he had blocked John Legend. Not even me. I didn't know. And I didn't know that anyone would even be interested in me. I have to tell you, although I got all this experience, I didn't know what the season was going to be like. But when he did that, it lended itself to go in a direction that I really wanted to go in, because I've been in Nashville 25 years and I developed all these relationships, and being on Team Blake, all it did was, you know, strengthen relationships I built in town. And, you know, I could also sing a lot of those older songs. I was scared had I gone with Legend, or if I'd gone with Kelly, yeah, or yeah, even Ariana, they would have had me singing all this new music. And listen, folks, I'm not young, but I feel young.
You know what? Your reasoning makes total sense to me. I can't wait to hear you again with Vince Gill this Wednesday night, Coronado Performing Arts Center. And Wendy, when you come to the Coronado, it's so historic. You're going to just be in awe.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. And I'm so thankful that you're giving me this time, Steve. Thankful.
My pleasure. Now, when you're singing at the Coronado, the acoustics are amazing. You would think, oh, this old vendor's got to be like an airplane hangar. No, it is. You are going to love it. And are you doing a duet with Vince at all? Do you come in and really sing with him, or is it just one and done?
Oh, no. What's going to happen is, you know, he does his whole 3-hour show, and I'm in the middle in there.
Wow.
In the middle of the show. And, you know, he produced this traditional country record on me called Wendy Moten, I've Got You Covered. And we have a duet called Faithless Love. It was a Linda Ronstadt song that we recorded as a duet. So we do that in the show. And it's really beautiful because his voice is so beautiful. And I love that blend that we have together.
Wow. I just got chills and goosies. So, okay. can't wait. Wendy, thank you so much for your time. Wendy Moten, everybody. She will be with Vince Gill, Coronado Performing Arts Center, this Wednesday with 95.3 The Bull. Get your tickets now.